Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Volume 41 of Radio Free Bongo. I'm your host, Bongo Johnny. And tonight, we're going to take a look at some music that was put out between the years of 1965 and 1970. And they cover a couple of different subjects. Our first two sets are going to be that way. And the first one we're going to get into tonight was one that was covered quite widely in those years of the 60s, namely Uppers, Downers, and Smack. So fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
I've got my doubts, it's happened to me. song with a message. I want you to heed my voice. I want to tell you all a story about this chick I know. They call her unfair to me, Anna. She's always shoveling snow. I sat her down and told her, I told her crystal clear, I don't mind you getting high, but there's one thing you should fear. Your mind might think it's flying, baby, on those little pills, but you ought to know it's dying, cause speed kills. But Anna kept on speeding, her health was getting poor. She saw things in the window, she heard things at the door. Her mouth was like a grinding mill, her lips were cracked and sore, her skin was turning yellow. I just couldn't take it no more. She thought her mind was flying on those little pills. She didn't know it was going down fast, cause speed kills. Kill you too, baby. Go over there, man. Baby, so. Yeah. That's a good part.
Today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today, I hear every mother say. Cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she burns a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today, I hear every mother say. They just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Life's just much too hard today, I hear every mother say. The pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Stinking air and the smell of the sweat and the death is there. I dance for a dollar and I dance for a dime, till their eyes are begging and the pockets are mine. I pick a body and I name a fee, I take them money and they take me. That's where I go at night, that's where I go at night. Don't point your fingers, say your prayers in me. The truth is hard but I'm gonna tell it, oh, there's a whole lot of ways to sell it. How do you spend your days? How do you spend your days? When you can sleep no more, how do you spend your days? I rise at 4 in the afternoon, I take a match and a kitchen spoon. I wrap my arm in an old necktie and I find religion on the very first try. I wash my face and I comb my hair, my looks are going but I just don't care. And that's how I spend my days, that's how I spend my days. Don't point your finger, say your prayers in me. The truth is hard, but I'm gonna tell it. Oh, there's a whole lot of ways to sell it. Where do you find your love? Where do you find your love? Where do you run to him? Where do you find your love? I find my love in an old hotel. He's mean and wicked and he knows me well. He takes my body, he takes my mind, takes my money and he beats me blind. He says he'll help me but he won't say when. Sends me walking on the streets again. And that's where I find my love. That's where I find my love. Don't point your finger, say your prayers in me. The truth is hard, well I'm gonna tell it. Oh, there's a whole lot of ways to sell it. How will you spend your life? How will you spend your life? While ladies play at cards, how will you spend your life? Lying in a circle of velvet rooms, dying in 6-inch carpeted tombs, hiding in the gutter with the aching pains, trading the years for the aching veins, dying at last when the tricks are few, when I can't get action from a John like you. Are that's how I spend my life. That's how I spend my life. Don't point your finger, say your prayers at me. The truth is hard, but I'm gonna tell it. Oh, there's a whole lot of ways to sell it.
Some I'm a wise man, some I'm a fool, but I need a little something to keep my cool. I sleep with the sun and I ride with the moon, but I feel all right with my needle and spoon. I feel all right with my needle and spoon. It's difficult sometimes to get my stuff, so if I'm evil, don't get in a huff. I sleep with the sun and I ride with the moon, but I feel all right with my needle and spoon. I feel all right with my needle and spoon. Don't need no whammy, don't need no wine, 'cause life is sweet when you hit the main line. I sleep with the sun and I ride with the moon, but I feel all right with my needle and spoon. I feel all right with my needle and spoon. That worries my mind. The stuff it kills you and it seems unkind. If you're married, you can divorce your wife, but when you're married to AIDS, then you're married for life. You're married to AIDS, then you're married for life. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Hey, yeah.
Off the ground tonight with The Who from their 1966 album My Generation doing Instant Party. My head's going round in circles. How true. We follow that with The Byrds from their 1967 album The Notorious Byrd Brothers with Artificial Energy. Then we had Canned Heat from 1968 with Amphetamine Annie. Rolling Stones gave us Mother's Little Helper from their 1966 album, Aftermath. Then it was The Peanut Butter Conspiracy. How many of you guys out there remember them? That was from 1967, and their album, The Peanut Butter Conspiracy Is Spreading. We followed that with The Hooker, Tom Paxton, from his Morning Again album of 1967. And we finished you off with Savoy Brown, doing Needle and Spoon, from their 1970 album, Raw Sienna. Well, we're going to continue on again, and we're going to get back to those years, basically between 1965 and 1970, with another popular subject of the times, colors. And possibly the advent of LSD helped with the writing of some of these songs. So get out your crayons, kiddies. We're going to do a little coloring.
Yellow is the color of my true love's hair in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Blue's the color of the sky in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Green's the color of the sparkling corn in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Mellow is the feeling that I get when I see her. When I see her, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking. Without thinking. Of the time when I've been low.
She likes the rain.
in blue. See the sky in front of you.
Yeah. tumble life from show to show. Smiling faces come and go. Years of roads and highway signs, and the hours go on for miles and miles. Shade of a smile, everything I once did own, now it's gone. Motel cell still looks the same. I can't remember where I am. Late, late priest has said goodnight. Phone just rings across the miles and miles. Hey, now, wrong end of the rainbow, sad shade of a smile, everything
from break. We started with Donovan, his 1965 song, Colors. That was followed by the Rolling Stones, from the Satanic Majesty's Request album of 1967 with She's a Rainbow. Love, off their Da Capo album, gave us She Comes in Colors, from 1966. Procol Harum then followed with Kaleidoscope, from their debut album of 1967. And we ended it off with a later tune, Tom Rush, Wrong End of the Rainbow, from the album of the same name, which was released in 1970. And if you have any questions about these and any other things that we happen to play on Radio Free Bongo, feel free to email us at radiofreebongo@lycos, that's L-Y-C-O-S, .com. And the next thing we're going to get into is back in the days of the Old West, a man was measured by the size of his gun. Well, anyway, these are a few songs that I remember when I was growing up in my house back in Brooklyn. And my brother was very much into country music, and he used to play a lot of these songs pretty regularly. And these are some that kind of stick in my mind from those days. So here they are, the Gunfighter Ballads.
Not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me.
A liar, coward, a craven coward, a liar, coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, thought it would be my life or his. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, I can't be leaving. Now that I need you by my side. Wait long, wait long, wait long, wait long.
To the town of Awafria rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make the slip. Stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. Many men had tried to take it, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more.
1 in 19 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, but he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take it, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Now the morning passed so quickly, and it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
Stopped to make their play, and the swiftness of the ranger still talked about today. Texas Red had not clear left, where a bullet fairly ripped, and the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment, and the crowd all gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Well, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
A boy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged
his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run.
Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico.
Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death.
I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go.
Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.
Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for,
one little kiss and Felina goes.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking.
And we started our last set off with Tex Ritter, father of the late comedian John Ritter of Three's Company, the theme song from the 1952 movie High Noon. That was followed by former Grateful Dead guitarist Bob Weir from his Kingfish album of 1976 doing Big Iron. We then heard Johnny Cash, Don't Take Your Guns to Town, 1959. Also from 1959 was El Paso, Marty Robbins. Then we had A Little Change of Pace, Jay and the Americans from 1964 with Come a Little Bit Closer. Well, once again, we're running out of time and we have to say goodbye. But we'll play one more for you, and this one will be kind of wrap up to our gunfighter theme. This one is Guy Clark from 1977, The Last Gunfighter Ballad. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.
Now the old gunfighter on the porch stared into the sun, relived the days of living by the gun, when deadly games of pride were played, living was mistakes not made, and the thought of the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke, I smell the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. And you can almost feel the weight of the gun, and as always keep your back to the sun, and it's faster than snakes or a blink of the eye, and it's a time for all slow men to die, and his eyes get squinty and his fingers twitch, and he empties his gun at the son of a bitch, and he's hit by the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke, hit by the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. And the burn of the bullet is only a scar, and he's back in his chair in front of the bar, and the streets are empty and the blood's all dried, and the dead are dust and the whiskey's inside, so buy him a drink, lend him an ear, he's nobody's fool, and the only one here remembers the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke, remember the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. He said, I stood in that street before it was paved, learned shoot or be shot before I could shave. I did it all for the money and fame, and noble was nothing but feeling no shame, and nothing was sacred save staying alive. And all that I learned from a Colt 45 was to curse the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Curse the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now he's just an old man, no one believes. Says he's a gunfighter, the last of the breed, and there are ghosts in the street seeking revenge, calling him out to the lunatic fringe. Now he's out in the traffic, checking the sun, and he's killed by a car as he goes for his gun. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke.